Have you heard about the Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance? Well, to tell us more about the future of the railway here in North Devon, Tim Steer joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Laura.
So, first of all, it's quite a mouthful, isn't it? Can you explain to us what the alliance is?
Yes, sure. Well, ever since I was campaigner 3 years ago to develop a case for a Bidford to Barnstaple rail link, we managed to get lots of support. So we had various councils, parish councils. I mean, if I note them down, we had 4 town councils, 5 parish councils, 2 district councils and 3 MPs who've shown their support for railway development.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah. I thought.
and with all that support, yeah, it meant that it kind of suggested we are going places. This is no longer a small campaign. And what we've ended up doing is, with Rail Future, working out what's the next strategy, where do we go? Because we've got all this motion to support, everybody's really behind it, so there's a real appetite in the area to invest in the transport. So, as I say, Rail Future decided to put on an inaugural event with all the various stakeholders, and we ended up, on the 1st of March having this event, and it was formed, and we all met for the first time. So this is kind of next level.
So what's that like for you? Because we've spoken before, you know, when it's been a campaign and a hope and a dream, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But now it's serious stuff.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, it's gone from campaign to business case, basically. It's making sure that this now looks at the Northern Devon area, which is Torridge and North Devon combined, getting the development in to basically sustain that amount of the population. Because at the moment, we've got lots of housing, population growth, which we need, but we need to have the right transport and infrastructure. And sustainable transport is basically buses and railways. Mm. So we need to see this come in with all the investment.
Especially with all the roadworks that we've seen lately. Just to think, if you could just get on a train and go from A to B instead of sitting in the traffic, it would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, we could say that the Cedars Roundabout, for instance, could be a classic one that we could say just that one bit of work and it can really cause serious problems. The work has to happen because the housing growth is suggesting that there's a lot more car usage coming from that direction. The same with Bidford. They've got hundreds of new houses being built there. So it's only a sticking plaster for a year or two, and then it will start develop again to the same old problems. And I thank you for your traffic and travel reports, actually, because they are really informative and kind of suggests where the problem area is starting up.
I mean, let's be honest, they do go on a bit sometimes, don't they, those reports, because there's a lot to talk about in those moments. So what's the next stage then? What's going to happen next?
Yeah, so now that we've had the inaugural event, we're going to be basically working with district authorities of North Devon Council and Torridge District Council. And I must on air just thank Torridge District Council for showing such commitment, because they've not just shown a motion of support from their councillors, but they've embedded it in their economic development business plan, and it's become a top priority in the strategic plan. And they've also provided funding to study the rail link. So it's all very good. And Rail Future is going to help with that funding that Torridge is given, finding the extra funding to study how the line will look, what kind of revenue will be made, and how much usage it would have.
Where's it going to go along, the route? What's the route going to look like?
That's a good question, because at the moment, we've got route planners. I'm not route planner, but we could say there's options. It could go along next to the Tarka Trail. And I suppose at the moment, we could say it's a lot of things it could be. Could it be light rail? Could it be a really tram system? We don't know. This is what the next stages will do. Yeah. It will study all the possibilities and where the stations would be. So that's going to be the fascinating work which the public will then be presented.
It's not going to be a short-term project, this, is it? It's not going to be something that happens overnight. How long do you think it would take?
That's a good question.
I don't know if you can put an answer on that.
But we'd like to see it achieved by, we basically said 2040, but with all the wheels in the world, we can actually shave lots of years off, and especially we've got local authorities and Devon County Council are very much interested in this project. So we could, so we say, by the time we get the business case to them, they might actually find ways that we can move this forwards. And of course, with our various MPs, if they're really willing to make a better, sustainable Northern Devon, then, you know, this is the kind of thing that we need central government to invest in for our area.
There's a lot of discussion, I suppose. I mean, you talk about the route there. There's a lot of discussion about it not interfering with nature and with our natural paths and things like that. I'm thinking of the Tarka Trail. People might be thinking, oh, don't mess with that because we love that. But you want it to work alongside that sort of thing.
Yeah, if it can run parallel to each other, it would be fantastic. I mean, it could be all sorts of ideas. We might even build a brand new Tarka Trail to go alongside it, and the rail route goes along the old track bed.
Yeah.
But there's this is it. It's got to be studied next. Yeah. The good news is, though, railways do take cars off the road. You're saying about the environment and that. We really need to get our whole system around here to be a bit more eco-friendly, carbon neutral. And, of course, cars stuck in traffic are not exactly helping the environment. But if you get 300 to 400 people on one service, that's a lot of cars off the road.
Absolutely. And we also need to talk about Barnstaple Railway Station because it was recently shortlisted for an award. So tell us about the award and what's happened.
Yeah, well, last Monday, I was asked to go up to Swansea with another volunteer from Barnstaple Railway Station called Graham. And together we went up there by GWR. They give us tickets and everything. We're like, oh, wow, an accommodation. So, yeah, we were shortlisted for an award. So we arrived and there was around about 400 people at this arena at the event in Swansea. With the National Community Rail Awards, a load of show hosts, including the managing director of GWR being one of the hosts. And yes, we actually did get a recognised certified silver certificate.
How about that? Did you expect this, or was it? Did you just go up thinking, what a nice experience to be part of, but then to get that recognition as well?
We knew from a few emails that we were told, look, we got your tickets and you've been shortlisted. So that kind of suggests that we don't want you to come up for no reason. But yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, there's over 1,000 stations that go in for these awards. And of course, for Barnstaple and Bloom and Tarka Rail Association, who are the volunteers who do the station, this is fantastic for all the work they've done. Because it's not just the first time we've won. We've won for 2 years the RHS in Bloom Awards for the station as well, gold. So this is just another one of those that we're really proud of our station.
It makes all that work worth it as well, doesn't it? Because I know, as you say, like the volunteers that give up their time to make the area look better and be a better place to be.
Yes.
It's all worth it.
Oh, it certainly is. And let's not forget, Barnstaple as a station is doing really well. I mean, last year alone, we had nearly 850,000 users of the North Devon line. And that suggests that it is growing all the time. So we really need to see more investment in the line. But yeah, we, as a station, that's it. We've really made it a nice gateway to the whole of North Devon.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be a volunteer, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, GWR Network Rail have given us all the training down there, but a lot of the volunteers who go to Barnstaple Station, they know that it's kind of given a blank canvas that was a bit like, okay, the station needs a bit of sorting out and everything. And they go weekly. They go every Tuesday down there in the pink hi-vis and the weeding, litter picking, painting, planting, you name it. I mean, there's different displays that we've done Easter display recently, and we've had Christmas displays, summer displays, and war memorial ones as well. So it's just really nice and interesting. So it's never just like we just put a few plants in the planters. We reactively try and make sure something different each
time. I've seen the pictures on Facebook as well of you all getting together, and it's quite a social event, isn't it? It's quite a family that you've built there.
Yeah, I've got to thank the Station Masters Cafe, because whatever it comes to break time, they provide the tea and coffees. And,
well, that helps.
Yeah, and they've got a lovely little garden in there, so we all have a little natter and then back to it.
Yes. Yeah. Especially now, because you've got even more work to do now. Tim, just tell us then where we can find out more about indeed the Northern Devon Railway Development Alliance, if we want to find out more about that, or indeed if we want to perhaps volunteer when it comes to Barnstaple Railway, where should we go?
Okay. So regarding the Alliance, it's really up to Rail Future now. So you can go on the website of Rail Future. You can find out a lot about it there and become a member. But if you don't really want to find yourself being a member of the organisation, but just want to find information, you can go on the Tarka Rail Association or ACE Rail, that's ACE Rail Facebooks that I help manage. Mm-hmm. So we do put out lots of information that the listeners can kind of appreciate and understand. Yeah.
Okay. And there's a magazine as well, isn't there? Rail Watch, that you participate in.
That's right. I actively help write the Devon and Cornwall column and make sure the latest news is in there. We also write a lot about other rail user groups and different places along the line. But it's a good magazine. I've put people in the picture about things that challenges that we've got, like for instance GWR and Tarka Rail at the moment. I've got to say that our services are getting very full and standing, and you can't get any more people on, so we really want central government to invest in the line to put on an extra carriage.
Is a nice problem to have, isn't it, really? Yeah. It's an awkward one, that, because it's a good thing, but also not.
Yeah, exactly. The last thing you want is to know that you've got students sat all the way down the aisles, not able to go to the lessons without kind of feeling like, oh gosh, I had to sit down in the aisle for 70 minutes to Exeter and the same back. But there's been on peak time services the same problems in Christmas periods and that, and you think, yeah, we really need to see an extra carriage.
Yeah. So it shows that we're using our railways, doesn't it? And I think that's important to remember. And, this magazine you just mentioned, obviously there is a section in it for Devon, but it's sort of a countrywide one, isn't it? And on the front page, they're talking about stations reopening in Scotland as well. So it's happening all over the place.
It is. And just over the border in West Devon, in a year's time, we're going to see the new West Devon Transport Hub, which will be a parkway for the Oakhampton line. So we're seeing investment coming towards here, and Devon County Council wants to open up the Tavistock to Bere Alston route, and that's in the same district. So it leaves Torridge as the last district with Biddeford with no rail route at all or station.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.